Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Q1 and FY27 for Orient Green Power Company Limited. As a reminder, all participant line will be the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask question after the management discussion concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Let us now begin with introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. T. Shivaraman, Managing Director and CEO of the company. Also joining us today is Ms. J. Koteshwari, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to request Mr. T. Shivaraman, Managing Director and CEO, to give his opening remarks and share the company's performance in Q1 FY27 with the audience. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to OGPL's earning call for Q1 FY27. Thank you for joining us today and your continued faith and support in our journey. We started the quarter by commissioning a 3.3 megawatt wind turbine at the beginning of the quarter. With the 6.6 megawatts commissioned towards the end of the last quarter, we have 9.9 megawatts of incremental wind capacity available for operation in this quarter. Also, we had a 7 megawatt solar power plant which was commissioned in December 2025, which is also available. So this is additional to the capacity that was available in the previous quarter in the last financial year. With regard to the other expansions, we have the 17.6 megawatt of the solar capacity which is being implemented is progressing satisfactorily. Also, we have a 7.8 megawatt of repowering of old wind assets under the new wind repowering scheme of Tamil Nadu. Both are proceeding as per plan. There have been some delays due to the change of government and certain approval requirements, but that seems to be behind us, and we hope to commission both of them by end of September 2026. With regard to the performance of the quarter, the current quarter has been a little moderate in terms of wind availability. The wind season, as well, the monsoon was delayed this year, as all of you know, and therefore the wind season is also delayed. And the first part of the wind season has also been a little muted compared to the previous year. However, the shortfall of wind generation was somewhat mitigated by the generation from the new capacity. Therefore, we have been able to kind of come close to the corresponding quarter last year's numbers. And the wind availability for the second quarter till date has been reasonably good, and we hope to recover a significant portion of the shortfall during the second quarter. Running through the numbers, in Q1 FY27, the revenue from operations and EBITDA were 81.43 crores and 60.01 crores respectively. This is lower by 7 and 9% against Q1 FY26 due to lower wind availability. PAT for the quarter came in at 23.94 crores, 16% lower than the corresponding period last year. In addition to lower wind, there was a reduction in interest income as the rights issue proceeds, which were in fixed deposits in the previous, in the same quarter last year, have been deployed for implementing the projects. Also, there was an increase in depreciation due to the additional capacity additions, which also contributed to slightly lower PAT. As we look forward, the second quarter of this financial year looks to be better as compared to Q1, given the improvement in the wind availability. The completion of the greenfield solar and the repowering capex, which will happen before September of this year, will, along with full year operation of the newly commissioned 9.9 megawatts and 7 megawatts of wind and solar, will support profits for the forthcoming quarters and the current fiscal. The currently operating wind turbines are performing nominally. We have no significant issues with turbine availability, and the performance is quite satisfactory. As far as on the balance sheet front, financial and liquidity position continues to remain healthy. Our interest costs are under control, and we are making continuing efforts to reduce the cost of borrowing. The above positives, along with the strong performance of the turbines, should generate improved returns while reinforcing our balance sheet strength during the course of this year. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Look forward to sharing more updates over the course of the year as they arise. Happy to answer questions as they come up. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with a question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw your question from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets only while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one in order to ask a question. Thank you. We'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from the line of Vishal Hawa with HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, my name is Faisal Hawa. What is the plan going forward now? Because our stock price is at 10 rupees. So to get any kind of money further from preferential issue or any other capital raising is almost impossible. And to do another rights at the same price will also not be a very good option. And we have not been able to give any kind of return to our shareholders for the last one decade or so. So are we still on with the plan to make our company a 1GW operation?
Yeah, see, we are working on it. Unfortunately, we don't have control over the share price and the markets. However, we are currently not fully leveraged on the assets that we have added. For example, the solar project that we added, 25 megawatts, which we are adding, we have hardly any leverage on that. The original plan was to leverage that to expand capacity organically in certain areas. We are evaluating some further repowering, which will give us a substantially improved, should I say, return. We are also looking at various options of fundraise. Let's see how things develop. I'm not in a position. We did have some serious conversations, which unfortunately did not proceed the way we wanted. But there's a lot of stuff happening at our end, and we are hopeful that something will start moving during the course of this year. So we are still moving to expand, but it's been slower than what we anticipated.
So 2 years ago, we had set up a target of 2028 for 1GW. So now what is the new
level? We are still working on it. There will have to be, we are looking at certain, brownfield or certain acquisition possibilities. But those will, as they develop, we will keep you in the loop.
And what are the kind of valuations that we are looking at for the acquisitions?
I can't talk about it right now because until it comes to a stage where we have a firm project or a firm thing that we need to take to the board and the shareholders, I don't think I can comment on.
So is the board looking at any other options to create any kind of shareholder value? Given what
we are looking at multiple things, but I don't think we are in a position to discuss this in a public manner right now.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one in your touchtone telephone. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manoj Bagadia with Equicorp. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Sir, I just want to ask two, three things. One is, how do you see the current year season versus the last year? Because last year was very good, right? I mean, how do you perceive current year season to be? I mean, do you see this year to be at least as good as last year, or it could be different?
It does not look at the moment to be as good as last year. It is probably as good as the year before last, but then we have to see. It's still early in the sales season. As I said, Q1 was significantly worse than last year, but Q2 as of now is more or less matching pace with last year. So we will have to wait for the next couple of months to see how things work out.
And I'm sorry, I missed about first 4 or 5 minutes of the call, so I'm not sure what was mentioned on the call. But how do you see the repowering? What's the potential for repowering? And one of the issue with repowering is many places it might be possible, but because of the size of the holding, it's difficult. There are a lot of practical difficulties to take larger turbine into the small places, access to the location. So there are multiple challenges actually in repowering. So actually, practically, how much repowering is possible according to you over the next 2 years?
See, we are, as I said, we are now doing a 7.8 megawatt repowering. We have another project which is kind of which we are working on. But you are right. I mean, some of our sites are difficult to repower because of turbines surrounding it. There are other sites where repowering is possible, but the older turbines are still performing well enough that it doesn't make economic sense to knock them down and put in a new turbine. It is better to use that money to do a greenfield project, and we would be able to get a better overall return. Because when you repower a turbine which is, say, giving you 15, 16, 17% PLF, you are losing that PLF. You may get 35, 37% PLF from a new turbine, but then putting the new turbine somewhere else, even if you get 33%, it is still better, because you have lost this 15%. So that's a dynamic thing that we are doing on a farm-by-farm basis to figure out what makes sense to repower and what makes sense to defer. Frankly, there are one or two locations where the urbanization has happened so much around the turbines that the land is probably more valuable than as real estate than for building wind turbines. So those are things that, we look at on a dynamic basis.
So precisely that's my question. I mean, there might be some location where the land might be more valuable, and it might be worthwhile taking out the wind farm, what we have, monetize that, and then put that money at some other location with a better
capacity. We are doing that. We are doing that. We are constantly evaluating that, and we are definitely looking at doing that on an ongoing basis. So,
but is there a significant potential in terms of the land monetization? I mean, if you look at next
year? Not huge, because those are not, should we say, those are not, I mean, it's not like we have hundreds and hundreds of acres which can be monetized. And these again are in remote, I mean, rural areas. It is not like I have a city land which I can be monetized for very large numbers. So, but at the end of the day, we do the math and then we see what makes sense. So, there are advantages in where the old turbines are running, we continue to run them because it makes economic sense.
So, what is the carry forward losses that we carry in the balance sheet? Where we have a tax cover?
About in beta around it is 800 crores of loss, I mean in the material subsidiary. About in total we have about 800 to 850 crores of losses.
Okay. So when I look at the whole total picture, sir, I mean we have the tax losses, we have potential, we have significant experience in the business. The biggest hurdle for us to grow is capital, right? So is there innovative ways by which you can get a partner who will invest money and we do it jointly and share some of the returns?
We have been in conversations with multiple people on that. There is a challenge that many of the traditional private equity type investors are more comfortable investing in unlisted entities rather than listed entities, so that they don't have to take a mark-to-market loss every quarter. So we are in conversations with multiple people. We'll have to see how things develop.
So that is one of the way to go around the capital shortage.
Correct.
What we have, right? Another way is we have industrial customer, right? I mean, is there a potential that if there is a large customer and we get significant money from them for the project and then share the benefit?
That doesn't really work. See, most of our industrial customers are focused on their core business. So for them, buying power is a side business. I mean, they're buying power because they need the power. They're not really invested in power as a business, if you see what I mean. So,
But if you look at your listed peer, one of the one who came with IPO in recent past, I mean, they get 25% from the large customer and balance they
organized capital
and
in the size of...
In our new projects, we are doing that. In our new projects, we do, they do because they are, these are group capital. So they have to invest 26% equity in the projects, and that happens. That in any case happens. So,
okay, so that's the base minimum that happens. Beyond that, they will not do it.
Beyond that, they will not do 26%. They have to invest because otherwise they don't qualify as a for their as a group captive customer. So that investment obviously we get.
Then one of the other alternative is just to merge with a large profitable renewable player where we have a we can get value from the carried forward losses. We have the experience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if they are profitable, then it might be worthwhile instead of acquiring small companies.
Manoj, we can't talk about what we are discussing now until something comes to a stage. Let me assure you that all three, four possibilities we have looked at. We have had conversations, we have had discussions, but we have not come to a stage where we can come to the shareholders and say, bhai, ye karne wale hai.
Right. No, I agree with you, sir. I agree with you that you can't talk about it. But there should be a time limit we should put, right? The first best alternative, you say that we do it in 1 year. Second best alternative, maybe 1.5, 2 years, if not. Third alternative, if nothing happens in 2 years, then third alternative. So we have to keep evaluating these alternatives to ensure that...
We are continuously evaluating all possible alternatives.
All right.
Simultaneously, some 3-4 conversations are ongoing. Don't worry.
Right. Hope to see something developing. I mean, because genuinely, I mean, I see a lot of value in the business, in the company.
There's a lot of potential. We have to now make it happen. We have to make it happen.
Right. And all the best, sir. And hope to see something very positive happening soon, hopefully this year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Rakesh T, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. So, what is your debt guidance for the next quarter? What is the will be the quarterly interest cost on current debit?
Quarterly interest cost will be around 10.9.
So quarterly interest.
So you're talking about the rate. 9.1 interest cost.
Amount.
Are you talking about the interest rate or the total amount?
Interest rate on quarterly. But, current
interest rate is 9.1%. 9.1 is the average interest rate for us is about 9.1%.
And the future debit guidance?
No, that will be, interest will be around 13 crores per quarter. And the debt we may go if the second repowering project, if we are going, then we will be leveraging the Delta, which is the new
solar.
17 megawatt solar, and take the debt to repower next phase. But that will take probably next year only that will, the drawal will happen. So the current year we will be repaying around 90 crores of debt. And
Yeah,
yep.
You expect
around
535 crores
at the time.
Entire year
535 crores
will be their debt.
Which is same as the, slightly lower than last year. Because we have got new debt for Delta as well as in the Gamma repo, new assets of 10 megawatts and for the current repowering which is happening in Clarion, we have taken around 70 crores. So, increase in debt is around 170 crores. Decrease in debt will be around 100 crores. So, net, there will be 70 crores increase from the last year's debt.
Okay. And when we'll expect the promoter share pledge completely released?
That should happen shortly. I think the conditions are over. I'll have to check. That should happen shortly.
Okay. And this renewable power sink scheme, how many projects completed, sir, and how many still pending?
Meaning?
REC certificates.
No, no.
You repowering, sir.
Are you talking about
repowering? Repowering.
Repowering, we are currently doing 7.8 megawatts, which should get commissioned by September of this year. The next batch of repowering, we will start only after this is completed.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Narinder, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Narinder, you may please proceed ahead with the question.
Yeah, in the recent business update, I have seen that you are liquidating the Europe business, which is having 10 megawatts.
No. We are liquidating 100% subsidiary in Netherlands, which has no assets. That was a holding company for the Croatia asset. So there was an intermediate company which we are liquidating because it doesn't make sense to have multiple layers there.
So currently, what is the revenue we are getting from that?
So it is about 1 million euros every year.
Is the revenue top line?
Means top line. Indian currency?
No. I am talking in euro.
Yeah, nine crores per annum.
Okay, if you are liquidating, how much you are expecting from that asset?
No, we are not liquidating. See, the thing is, okay. It is a step-down subsidiary. The asset remains with us.
Okay,
in the structure we are eliminating.
Okay. You are eliminating the structure, okay.
Yes, exactly. The 10.5 megawatts will still remain with us.
Okay. And the next question will come to, actually you are doing the reborrowing scheme, no? So actually, what is the total margin for the repowering scheme? How much you have planned for it? That means I'm not asking you about the recent updates of 7.5 megawatt or what are the need to be done in the scope? How much repowering are you planning for the old sites?
Currently, we are doing 7.8 megawatts of repowering in one of the subsidiaries, which is Clarion. In that,
okay.
Another 2.8 megawatts we may look at the next year. Gama, there will be around 17.5 megawatts of repowering happening in the next year. This is the feasibility study which we have studied, done based on the lowest wind generation. Whichever machines are generating lowest wind, and it will be EBITDA-wise, it will be better to repower. Those windmills only we are taking care. The rest of the machines are still giving very good return for that RA. That is because their capital employed is less and being an old machine, we are not repowering. First stage, it will be only 10 plus 17, around 28 megawatts of repowering.
Okay, that is the target you have picked for this financial year, right?
End of next financial year, that will be 28. This year, first phase, second, Gama will be next year.
Okay. I can see that recently you have given two targets for completing the plant, so it was on time. But for this time, you have given first deadline as June 30, but it was postponed to September 30. Can I know the reason for that?
There have been some delays because of the change in government in Tamil Nadu. A lot of the approvals got completely held up. So that is now, that hold up is kind of gone and things are moving again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the recent quarter, I have seen that the interest per quarter is 14 crores right now. So how much interest for the next quarter can we expect?
Next quarter will be more or less the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It will be around 14 crores, I can assume, for the next quarter.
In the current year, it will be around 14 crores per quarter.
Okay. Roughly, it can go, it will gradually increase up to?
No, this will reduce.
Okay,
you're planning to go. We are not borrowing anything new, we are repaying almost 100 crores this year. So the interest to the next year will reduce unless we borrow more for the next project.
So from the last quarter, like in the March, I can able to see that the debt is about 525 crore. So that means, can I expect how much you are going to repay from it?
No, we are repaying around 100 crores, and this year, because we have taken a new loan for the repowering and other machines, it will be 535 crores by year end.
Oh, by the year end. That means more of it will be constant for two more quarters, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, from the last year, last quarter con call, I can able to see that you have made some provision for the Andhra Pradesh government of 30 crores around. So, what is the state of it?
No, that is basically the, there was a couple of years back, there was a huge receipt from the Andhra Pradesh government, which after the association went to the court, we won the cases and we got the principal back. As per
okay.
the PPA, they are to pay us interest on that delayed amount. So that
mm-hmm.
interest amount is pending. We are should we say, there is a dispute with the AP government on that. Unfortunately, the Andhra Pradesh Electricity Regulatory Commission, which has to rule on this and which has to give the instructions for this payment, is currently non-functional because they don't have the necessary members to run the Electric Regulatory Commission. So once the APERC starts functioning again, we hope to push it. Since this interest has been delayed for some time, as a measure of prudent this thing, we are making provisions for the receipt, but legally we are entitled to that interest and we are certain that we will collect this money over a period of time.
What is the provision percentage till now?
The thing is, as of now, we are making the interest of about 5% on the exposure on an annual basis.
Can I know the percentage of it, like 100%, 30%, 40% for the explosion?
So till now, we have provided around 6.5 crores on the 20 crores. But on an annual basis, 5 to 6%, depending on the cost of borrowing and the cost of capital, which auditors will work out, and it's part of Ind AS, we have to provide for the expected credit loss. So that's
okay.
what is provided. So it will be around 6% of the total outstanding amount.
On an annual basis.
On an annual basis.
Now it is about 6.5 crores and a total outstanding of around 20 crores. So about 30% of it has been provided for.
Okay. Do you have any further plans for the solar development, or you will focusing clearly on repowering?
No, we will do repowering. We are looking at solar possibilities. We are also looking at battery storage for the existing solar projects. So both these we will look at in the coming quarter. We will look at it. There are still certain regulatory kind of things that we need to resolve before we look at battery for the existing solar projects. So that's something that we are working with the government of Tamil Nadu for getting the regulatory situation straight for implementing battery storage. Only when the battery storage regulation is clear, we can do more solar. Because for as a C&I supplier, solar without battery is not making sense anymore.
Yes, sir. That means we can expect in the next year. Or in upcoming years.
We can expect it in the next year. Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's my turn.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Diya Jain with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
So how much revenues are we targeting for this year, and can we sustain like a 60% margin?
Yeah, see, the margins will be sustained because for us the major cost is, the O&M cost is more or less fixed. Interest and depreciation are also kind of predictable, so margins are reasonably predictable. In terms of top line, we are dependent on the wind, so we can't really precisely predict how much is going to be a top line, but definitely we will be able to maintain what we have done last year. We are hoping that we will exceed, but that depends on Vayu Bhagavan.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vesel Hawa with SG Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, what are our blended interest rates for all the projects, and
what is the best interest rate that can we can achieve, and are we making efforts to go towards that?
See, currently the blended interest rate is at 9.1%, and the best rate which we got is for the old assets loan which we took from HDFC, that was at around 8.2%. But current interest rates are actually slightly strengthening. Going forward, the interest rates will be, we can make it around 8.75 lowest, but that is on the, not on beta. Beta, which is the major project, is with IREDA, and there again, we had come down from 9.75% in the last 3 years to 9.15 right now. So we are approaching them for a internal rating also to reduce another 15 basis points. Let's see how it works out, because they will take time being a government NBFC. But overall, the interest rates, if you see from last 4 years, we have been constantly coming down. The external credit rating agencies generally don't see that change and accept faster. So we are moving step by step from like triple B minus, triple B. So we have to achieve triple B plus and then A for increase in external perception. But in terms of bankers and whoever new lenders who want to come, they are looking at it positively. So I think we will be able to achieve 9% as the interest rate going forward.
Ma'am, can you give me the division in our sales between corporates and government? And what is it we are realizing from the corporates, and how much is from the government per megawatt?
See, per megawatt, more or less it will be same, except for solar. Because even with Andhra also, the net rate of PPA which we have contracted will be the same with their transmission lines. Here with the corporates, whatever rates which we have contracted, less the transmission cost will be around same. All of them will be around 4.75 net rate to us.
And do we have any outstandings above 90 days?
No, we don't have at the moment anything above 90 days, anything material above 90 days. Other than the Andhra outstanding, the interest outstanding which we already discussed. We are quite comfortable.
So suppose we want to expand our overall MW, how much can we expand through debt alone?
No, we can't expand only through debt. We have probably potential for another 20 megawatts. About 20, 25 megawatts we can do by just leveraging the existing assets. Beyond that, it can't be done only through debt. There has to be some equity coming in. That's something that, as I said, we are working on.
So the promoters are not even thinking of increasing their stake by some kind of a
right. Those are conversations that are ongoing.
Okay. So there is a chance that even the promoters increase their stake and actually do a pref or something and
We have all this creeping acquisition requirements and things like that, so we'll have to figure that out as we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Manoj Bagaria with EQCorp. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. If you talk about the solar, total 25 megawatt, is this a pure solar or as a part of the setting up, we have to have a BESS or battery storage also along with that?
At this point, it is a pure solar because at that when we started this project, the requirement of a BESS was not there. Currently, actually, it is still not there in Tamil Nadu. But we are looking at the possibility of retrofitting BESS to this, which we'll probably do in the next year.
Okay. So anything that you do in future, apart from this 25 megawatt in solar, battery storage will be included in that, right? Which reduces
any
your return on the investment.
Any further solar that we do will almost certainly have a battery storage element. Wind does not require because battery storage does not really help in wind, but definitely
right.
Solar it will.
So this 25 megawatts, even if you don't put a battery storage, you have enough transmission capacity available that you can transmit.
No, these are already contracted to customers for supply of the entire power. That is not a problem.
So evacuation is not a problem.
Consumption is also not a problem. But we are looking at battery storage because we feel that we can serve the customer better and probably improve our realization if we are able to provide with battery.
But then if you talk about the return, like when I see the project, right, you have a repowering, you can put a fresh wind capacity, you can put a fresh solar versus battery storage. How does the return on capital employed or payback differ on all these actually?
See, on this, the repowering is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
Then between batteries, solar with battery storage and new wind, they are more or less equivalent. Choice between the two is on two sides. One is what my customer wants, because here we are doing C&I. We are not selling power to the grid, so we don't have long-term PPA. So basically, we look at our customer's demand spread, and then based on that, we have to balance.
Okay. And all your existing sites where the wind is there, if you have to put the solar, that will be driven by the new policy only with BESS only? Or you would have some leeway
not necessarily. There is a repowering hybrid policy in Tamil Nadu which allows you to put solar within wind farms. That also there is some fine-tuning and notification of the policy that is pending. But we can do solar in an existing wind farm without adding BESS. Whether it makes economic sense is the calculation that we have to do. There is nothing preventing us from doing solar without battery. But whether it is economically better to put battery or not put battery is something that we calculate every time.
So how much hybrid potential is there in case the policy is right? Because what I understand from the industry is hybrid is the best in terms of the economics as of today.
Yeah, see, on our existing wind farm sites, we can probably do at least another 100 megawatts of solar, probably more as hybrid. But it also depends. Some places we have to buy land. We have to see what is the cost of the land. Some we don't have acreages. We have only the points for the windmills. And in a hybrid, you always have the problem that during the peak wind season, there is element of backdown of solar. Because you cannot generate more power than is permitted to be connected to the grid in that substation. So especially in the afternoon during wind season, you will have excessive generation. So that's the balancing that has to be done. Definitely hybrid as a technical solution is better than pure wind or pure solar. But as I said, each project we have to look at the economics.
So practically hybrid will come with BESS, right? Battery storage. And then the economics would again change because of the battery storage. So
we'll have to see. We'll have to see because by BESS the problem is that you charge it once during the afternoon and then you discharge it at night. So you are able to use the battery for only one cycle per day.
Right.
So that costs quite a bit of money in terms of if you convert it into cost per kilowatt hour, it is quite significant. So unless we are able to make more than that money from my customer, it's a challenge. Unfortunately, battery costs have gone up a little in the last year. They have dropped quite a bit, but they are now back on the uptick. So, but still, on a one single cycle charging, discharging, it's just about okay. We are trying to find a structure by which we are allowed to be able to use it twice a day. That's still kind of, still requires certain government modifications, which we are working with them on.
Right. So hopefully all these things will be clear maybe by end of this year, right? I mean, hopefully.
Things will be clear. See, as far as Tamil Nadu is concerned, we are expecting that all the open issues will get closed in the next 2-3 months. Now that the new government has taken charge and are beginning to understand the subject. Because, as you are aware, all the ministers are new. They have not been in ministers before, so they are taking time to kind of get a grip of the subject, which is happening. I mean, they are working very hard on it. So we are expecting that in the next couple of months, we will get clarity here in Tamil Nadu.
And when I see your target of 1 gigawatt, right, I mean, what kind of solar is included in that? I mean, in case everything goes according to what you are planning and you get money and everything.
No, it will be, but the 1 gigawatt will be a combination of acquisition that is inorganic and organic. So the inorganic would probably be more of wind than solar because that's more available. The solar projects are relatively new and expensive for acquisition. Our C&I, at least for the next 1 year, I am seeing to be more wind focused, continue to be more wind focused than solar focused. Until we have a good grip of battery, we are hoping for at least some small reduction in battery prices, then it starts, solar starts making sense.
Okay. And the, so equation, you think there are enough opportunities in the wind sector as of now? The smaller players?
There are enough opportunities.
Okay, so if we have the equity or the cash, then you can do the acquisition.
Yeah, there are enough and more opportunities. See, we are still at a very low penetration of renewables compared to the target that is required. And as far as our industrial customers are concerned, they all want to go to 100% renewables. So definitely there are opportunities.
Okay.
And
thanks a lot.
The government sector, even the government sector, there are opportunities because the government start wanting to want to buy more renewable power, particularly more wind power.
Sir, that one thing I clearly understand that the demand is there. Demand is not an issue. It's a question of your ability to get put it together, the project, in a viable fashion. And for that, the money. I think money is the biggest issue. If you can resolve that, then there is no limitation.
We need vitamin M.
Right. Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question comes from the line of Manu Tanna with Tanna Associates. Please go ahead. Manu, you may please proceed ahead with the question. As there's no response from Manu, we'll move forward to the next participant. Next question comes from the line of Shisha Rudrani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Good morning. My question is, could you share your capacity addition roadmap for FY27 and FY28 across both wind and solar?
See, I think as far as FY27 is concerned, we are adding 17.5 megawatts of solar and about 7.8 megawatts of wind. I don't see plus we have already added 3.3 megawatts of capacity in wind, so there will be a total of about 12 megawatts of 11 megawatts of wind and about 15 megawatts of solar happening this fiscal. Next fiscal we have a lot of plans, but I don't think we, I mean, there are too many moving parts. I don't think I'll be able to give you a clear number on how much of capacity will be added. We will probably add 15 to 20 megawatts of repowered assets in the next fiscal, but beyond that, what we will do, we will work on, I think we will have better clarity towards the end of, or towards the middle of Q3.
Okay, sir. My second question is, how should we think about revenue, EBITDA, and profitability for the rest of FY27? Any broad guidance would be helpful. And finally, could you share the management's long-term vision for the business and the key growth and drivers over the next 3 to 5 years?
See, as far as this year's revenue and EBITDA is concerned, we should be better than last year. We are working on it. As I said in the earlier answer to an earlier question, it will, a lot depends on the monsoon and the on the winds. So as of now, touch wood, we look to be equal to or better than last year, but we have to see how things move. Going forward, as I think we have answered in many of the previous questions, we are looking to expand capacity in both wind and solar, but we need some strategic triggers to happen. We are working on those triggers, and as and when something kind of useful, we will be in touch with the shareholder community.
Okay, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question, press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Pragyam Ladda with Omni Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Just one question. When we say that we are trying to be or we will be equal or slightly more than what our previous year has been, are we being conservative here? Because like we are adding capacities, and why are we still?
I'm being conservative because I'm not able to predict the wind. If the wind was as good as last year, definitely I would say we would be significantly better than last year. But given the fact that this year's monsoon has been patchy and quite delayed, we have lost potential revenue in Q1 because of the monsoon. Q2, as I said, till date has been okay, but we are still kind of, it's still not as good as the wind was last year. So I think this will probably be, from a wind availability perspective, similar to year before last. But since we have better capacity this year and more machines operating this year, in terms of machine availability is better this year than it was 2 years back. So definitely we will exceed last year. But by how much we are, it's difficult to say. We'll exceed last year by thanks to the additional capacity. But by how much we will exceed will depend on how the rest of the monsoon progresses. Because unfortunately, okay, in this business, we don't have too many levers other than ensuring that the machines are fully operational.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Shivam Tuma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Morning.
Sir, if you remember, when we completed December 25 result, we had a discussion in the Feb 26 meeting saying that you would promise me that the promoters will unpledge the entire 90-100% share. But even after two quarters, it's still done. Why the promoters are not interested in unpledging the share?
No. So
basically, giving the negative impact to the your own company share value and the shareholders as well.
No. Please, we have never said that it is going to be 100% released in the same quarter. We had said it will be released in the phased manner depending on the promoter company's loan. See, promoter company had taken a 400 crore of loan, out of which 150 already they have paid. So, to that extent, the leverage has come down, and in the current year, the rest of the loan also will be paid. By end of financial year, hopefully we will be releasing the entire pledge. Even though the loan amount is coming down, there is no partial release of shares. That's why it is showing as pledged. But the corresponding loan which has been taken on the pledged shares is coming down because we have been paying the installments regularly. In fact, ahead of the time. So hopefully by year end, actually September 27 is the promoter loan's final due. So as per the terms, it will be September 27 that will get released.
Sorry, come again please.
The promoter loan which has been taken by pledging of the share is the installments are running as per the loan terms up to September 27. So after repayment of that loan only, that will get released. As of now, we have repaid loan close to 40%, which is much more than whatever is the installment. So we are hopeful of retiring the pledge by end of this year if we go ahead in the same manner, the repayment.
My question is about the green power.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Shivam, but your voice is breaking. We can't hear you properly.
Net as of 30th June, this company, not the promoter, I think.
We're still not able to hear you properly.
Very much clearly, my dear.
I believe there is a network issue from your end.
You transfer it to Sir, another question. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question will press star and one.
Are there any further callers?
No, sir. All right. Sure. As there is no further question from the participant, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. T. Shivaraman, Managing Director and CEO. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you all for joining us and for the insightful questions. We will work on upholding the confidence that the shareholders have in us and hopefully start generating significant shareholder returns during the course of this and the following years. Thank you for joining us and wishing you a very profitable week going forward. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Orient Green Power Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.